Hi, my name is Daniel Wee, and as Senior Pastor of Church of the Savior, I'd like to invite you to join me now in listening and learning from God's Word.
Very good evening to you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's indeed a great privilege to be invited to preach at the Kuth Youth Service. Do you know that I'm only 23 years old? Are you aware? The number in my IC does not matter. Right? What is in my heart that matter? And somebody said, why don't you say you are sweet 16? Because the Lord told me that Cynthia, you are 23. And I reached 60 years old just 2 months ago. My birthday was on March 19. So now I'm so privileged to hold the senior citizen EasyLink card. Amen. I waited for the card for a long time. But it does not matter. Even when I'm 70, I will still be 23 in my heart. I will start this service slightly different. Normally, the preacher will pray for you at the end, right? Is that right? After the message. But as during the worship time, I received the word destiny. Destiny. And I was thinking, oh, how should I release the word? And so forth. And you know, in the video, Christopher Tan. Is his name Tan, Oh, sorry, salah. Oh dear. Not Christopher Tan. Okay. Now, Pastor Christopher Ho mentioned about destiny. Do you hear that? Yes. And I think the Lord is reminding me that today, at the beginning of the service, I'm going to pray that God will fulfill your destiny. Amen. And I want to come against every evil assignment. Alright, God has given you assignment so that you can fulfill your destiny. But the devil has also been given an assignment to what? To destroy you. Amen. The devil's assignment is to steal, kill, and destroy. He doesn't care at whatever age you are. But of course, if you are a young, definitely he wants to kill you off so that you will not grow into maturity. I'm not talking about physically, you know, I'm talking about spiritually too. Alright? So now, I'm going to pray for you. You don't have to stand, just relax. Alright? Does not matter whether you close or open your eyes. I'm going to pray with open eyes. Is that fine? Yes, alright? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, I thank you for my brothers and sisters that are here. Thank you for the young people of Kuth. And we know you have a wonderful destiny for everyone that is part of the Kuth Youth Ministry. We not only pray for the youth, but we pray for the youth leaders. Because we know they may be older than the normal age of a youth. But today, what we lift them up to you. Father, we also want to pray for the youth pastors, oh God. And that include Pastor Peter and Christina. We lift everyone that is involved in the Kuth Youth Ministry to you. And today, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, with the authority that you have given us as a church, God, we are going to pray for the fulfillment of their destiny. That they will know who they are in Christ. Not only will they know you as Father God, but they will know and realize that they have an identity in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so today, we take authority, we cancel every devices of the enemy, we rebuke even every assignment that the devil has given, even to his demons, to come and destroy these young people's destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. We apply the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to be upon them, to be upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, that they will be fulfilling their destiny. God, that you will send them forth, oh Father, in society, wherever they will be placed, and even in the areas that will be out of Singapore, oh God. If it's according to your will, you are going to make it happen. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Truly, we agree and we believe that you are a great God. You are a God of the universe, but you are also so personal. You are so, so personal, knowing that we will depend on you every step of the way. So we thank you for it. And God, today I submit myself to you and I pray, oh God, that even I share about today's message on world missions, on missions, oh God, on how we as youth can participate in world mission. God, you will anoint us, oh God. As we hear your word, we will not just be a hearer, but in your timing, we will be a doer of your word regarding missions. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Okay, I have to press here, right? Where do I look? Yeah. Is it on? Where do I press? Yeah. So today I'll be sharing on a mission message. It's taken from Acts chapter 10, verses 1 to 48. But don't worry, we will not be reading the 48 verses. Because if I read all the verses, then got no time to share about other things. Huh? Alright, so as I go along, I will just kind of emphasize certain verses that are important. Right, so the title is On Mission with God. How come it's not moving? Yeah. It's on the right, right? Yeah, maybe somebody has to help me. Okay, it's here, yes. On Mission with God, okay. Yes. So we see here that God's method is to touch the world is through people. How do God touch people? People through people. As you see in the video earlier on, regarding the Geylang ministry, regarding all the so-called ministry that you all went for the evangelism in Singapore, is that God needs someone to share the gospel with someone. Is that right? He has not used angels. Right, I do not know why, but he has chosen people. So we are the instrument. So he used us. But we have to choose. We have the power to say yes or no to God. And we are so thankful for the young lady, Kara, right? Kara that came up here. She has decided to say yes. Amen. Yes. So she has said yes. And we are so thankful our dear Pastor Christina from a very young age. She's still young by the way. But what I'm saying that younger than now. No, she also has said yes. And for me, I also say yes. Right. So, yes is a very important word. Important word. So, we see here that God does not use robots. After even we are saved, do you know that we have a will? We have a will to choose to say yes or not. And we want to look at Peter. Right? We want to look at Peter. And Peter said this. He said, I had a lot of trouble learning to be on mission with God. How could God use a brash fisherman like me to impact the world? Even self-confidence got in my way. You know what happened to Peter? I later learned that it was only with God's strength that I could really do anything. But when I finally caught on, God was able to do far more through me than I could have imagined. So today we are going to learn from Peter that how the door was opened to the Gentiles through Peter himself. So God used Peter to develop a church for all people. A church for all people. And there is another very important verse. I think I should be pointing here, right? Yes. Matthew 16. All right. He says that, and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. So today, besides sharing Peter's mission with God today, you know, I will take the opportunity also to share, part of my mission, endeavor, alright, in Africa and other parts of the world. Alright, so all of us can be involved in God's plan for redemption in world mission. He's looking for willingness and availability. Do you know that many a times, God is not looking for ability? What is He looking for? Availability. Everybody say availability. Yes, because if it's good for, he's looking for ability, many of us say, not me, I'm not able. But thank God, he's looking for availability. So are you available or not? That is the question. So are you available? So you must realize that the Jews hated the Gentiles for centuries. But God used Peter to reach out to the Gentiles. And in Acts 13:47, I'm not sure whether the verse here, all right, it's a church for all people, okay? Yeah, you can see, I have a lot of slides, but I will go quite fast so that at least you know where I'm heading. So you see here, the Gentiles entered the Jewish church. The Jews hated Gentiles for a century. In Acts 13:47, for so the Lord has commanded us, saying, I have made you a light for the Gentiles that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. So we will see today in Acts chapter 10 how Cornelius was the first Gentile. I hope you all know what the meaning is. Is Gentile. Gentile is not a gentle person. Right? Gentile simply means non-Jews. Amen? Right. So in this world, there are only two kinds of people. Apart from male and female. That one is very distinct, of course. Male and female. But there are another kind of group of people. One is the Jews and one is the Gentile. So who do you belong to? Any Jew here? No. Yeah, no Jew here. So if you are a Jew, then you belong to the Jew. So other nationality, other race, that you are a non-Jew, you belong to the Gentiles. And you know how Jesus came? Jesus came for the Jews. But later on, the gospel was open even for the Gentiles. Right? Yes. So we see here that there were ethnic differences between the Jews and the Gentiles. Right? So what were the ethnic differences? There were Jews had one God. The Gentiles had many gods. Jews had one wife, while the Gentiles were immoral. The Jews had many taboos, while the Gentiles had few taboos. So these are some of the main differences. But nevertheless, like I said, you know, the Lord's heart is for the world, and He used Peter. Right? You will see in this account how He used Peter to share the gospel to Cornelius and the whole household. And that through them, you know, the gospel was open to the Gentile race. So today we are going to learn about some eternal truth regarding missions. Firstly, the first I have 5 points. It's quite a long message, but I will speak very fast. So there are 5 points. Firstly, is that can you see? Is it a bit small? Can see? Can huh? The first point is that God initiates conviction in the hearts of the lost. God initiates conviction in the hearts of lost. So what happened? While Peter was ministering in Joppa, Cornelius, a Gentile, he sought God, but he did not know how to be saved. So God was working in the heart of this rich centurion, you know, right? And his name was Cornelius. So God sent a vision in which Cornelius saw and heard an angel speak to him. Do you know that angels and God can speak to pre-believers? Are you aware? Yes, right. So not only necessarily speak to us, they can speak to someone that do not know God. So in this case, Cornelius, he was a God-fearing man, but he doesn't know Yahweh, he doesn't know the true God. So what happened? The angel did not tell him how to be saved, but directed him to send men to Joppa to ask for Peter. Angel can't witness about salvation, I suppose because they have never experienced the lostness of salvation. That is why God used us, sinners, saved sinners, to tell us the story. So one of the evidences of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is in Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Right, so you can see that, right? And he says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. How come it's repeated? Yeah, it shouldn't be repeated only one, right? Yeah, so we see here that God already prepared the Jewish church to include the Gentiles. And the word, as you see the word end, I want to emphasize here that it doesn't mean that we have to reach Singapore first, and then every person in Singapore, you know, is a Christian. Then we go to the next country. Not necessarily so. The word "end" it means what? We reach Singapore, but we also have an obligation to reach other countries. All right. So that's the word "end." For example, I can't be eating and talking at the same time. Can I? My mother taught me not to eat and talk at the same time because it's not very polite. So either I have to eat and don't talk, or I have to talk and don't eat. Yes. So, but there are certain things that I can do. I can talk and I can walk. I'm talking and walking. So it's the same thing. When we talk about missions, that we want to reach Singapore, want to reach the Geylang, want to reach Orchard Road, want to reach, you know, everywhere in Singapore, but we must not neglect, like I said, you know, people outside our nation. That's what I mean. Yes. Okay, in the book of Revelation, 14 verse 6, Revelation 14 verse 6 says, then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. Alright, so I want to emphasize that, like I said, this, the gospel is for everyone. So you need to go out of Singapore at times, And there are also other verses besides Revelation, right? The first one is in the book of Psalm. Psalm 2:9 says, ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. And lastly, Luke talks about repentance and forgiveness of the sin. So we see here that beside God initiating a conviction in the heart of someone to reach, in this case, Cornelius, what happened is that God also had to interrupt his people to involve them in his mission. And that was what happened to Peter. Remember what was Peter doing? What was Peter doing? He was on the rooftop. In Acts chapter 10, when you read, Peter was on the rooftop and he was in a trance. He was hungry. He was in a trance and he had a vision. He had a vision of a blank sheet. A blank sheet of, like I said, a blank sheet. And on the blank sheet, he saw many, many animals, unclean animals. So you must know that as a Jew, he's not supposed to eat unclean animals. So Peter didn't want to eat. But what happened? He heard the voice of God. He heard the voice of God telling him to eat. And what did Peter? He said no 3 times. What did Peter say? No, Lord. He said it 3 times. So what do we learn from this? Do you know that the word no, Lord cannot go together? Let me pause. Can you say no, Lord or not? No. You can say no, but he's not your Lord. So the only answer is, what's the only answer? Yes, right, yes. So yes, Lord, you can say, but you cannot say no, Lord. You can say no, but Jesus is not your Lord. So this is something for you to think about. So let me pause. How many times have us have we said no, Lord? It doesn't work, right? So, and that's what Peter did. He found out that it doesn't work. Finally, he didn't want to fight with God anymore. Finally, he had to say, yes, Lord. So don't be like Peter after 3 times that he said, yes, Lord. But like Pastor Christina said, quickly say, yes. Everybody say, yes. Yes, yes. Then followed by? Yeah, only Peter said. Yes, huh? To be yes, Lord, right? Huh? Okay. So God prepared the Jewish church to include the Gentiles, right? Yeah, so as I said here, there are some verses that I want you to see. Okay, right. Yes, so there are four aspects that in the Word of God that talks about how God's heart is for the Gentiles. Right, so let me read to you. The first one is a testimony. Therefore, I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing hymns to your name. So I want to emphasize that Gentile was in the heart of God. He was in the heart of God, yeah, right? Secondly, it's an invitation. Invitation, he says, rejoice, O Gentile, with the people. That is in Deuteronomy. Can you imagine? Even in the Old Testament, God's heart is already for the Gentile. It's not just in the New Testament. Of course, in the New Testament, they were rich. Then we have an exaltation. So all these verses I'm sharing you to show that God's heart was for the Gentiles, for all people group. Right, so we have the first one, the testimony and invitation, and the third one. Next time I shouldn't wear white. Not wear white. I shouldn't tight white. I mean, not wear white. The third one is an exhortation. Exhortation. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and sing praises to Him, all you people. And lastly, is a prophecy. Let me read to you. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will spring up. One who will arise to rule over the nation, the Gentiles will hope in him. So now, are you convinced that God's heart is for everyone on this earth? Yes or no? Only 5 people. Yes, I'm sure all of you agree. That's heart. In all these verses prove that God's heart is for all people. So God prepared Peter. He had to break Peter's tradition and prejudice and so forth, so that he's in a position to obey God. First of all, he need to hear God. Of course, he heard and he responded. So you will see here that there are 3 ways of change. 3 ways of change. Right. The first one, God prepared Peter. Then God prepared Cornelius. And then what happened? God had to prepare Peter further. All right. Because God told Peter that he had to come out from his comfort zone. All right. That he had to be prepared for an assignment. Right, and what happened is that the next moment you will see that Cornelius' servant, went to find Peter and say, my master Cornelius and his household is waiting for you because they want to hear the true living God. Now, before that, what do I mean when I say God prepared Peter further? It means that before God could use Peter, some way God was working behind the scene. Do you know that our God is a specialist to work behind the scene? What do I mean? Behind the scene means we do not know actually what he's doing. There are certain occasions or certain trials and challenges that we go through. Alright, that we go through that we are not aware what is happening. We are not aware. But later on, when we look back, we realize there was a purpose. Are you understanding me? There was a purpose. What happened? So this is exactly what happened to Peter. So how did God prepare Peter to reach the first Gentile? You will see here that Peter ministered to the Samaritans. And by the way, all right, the Samaritans, they are like, how to say, half caste. They are not real Jews. All right, they are Jews, but they married, you know, some of the tribe, they married the non-believers. So, in other words, when I talk about non-believers, means that people who do not know God, do not know the true living God. And so what happened? The Samaritans were despised. They were despised by the Jews, because the Jews think that they are not belonging to the Jews. They are like half-caste. Right? So Peter ministered to the Samaritans, and he lived with the tanner by the sea. All right? And what is interesting about the word, the tanner, all right, let me explain to you what is tanner. Tanning, is not the suntan, you know. Tanning is basically, animal, you know, leather, all right. In other words, you work with unclean animals to get off the skin so that you can make leather. You get it? Leather shoe, you know, leather, fur, leather coat and so forth. So the Jewish despise tanning because of the impurity or because of the unclean animal, right? They did not like the stench and feel associated with animal. So Peter, by staying in Simon the tanner's house, displayed that he was free from Pharisaic regulation. What do I mean by that? In other words, that the very fact that Peter was able to stay with Simon the tanner, right? Simon the tanner, obviously, you know, he's a Samaritan, obviously, he's involved in this tanning, something unclean, considered by the Jews, but Peter was not the normal Jew. Right? Are you getting me? He was not a normal Jew. In other words, God was already preparing him to be open to the Gentiles so that he can be comfortable in reaching to the Jews. Right? So similarly, like us, like I said, right, we may be so comfortable here, you know, all of us are believers and so forth, but our job is actually out there. That's what Pastor Joseph said, right? Right, our job is out there. Our job is to be around with people, right? So the church is not a club in that sense, it's here where you get fed, but the real action is where? Out there. Yes, the real action is out there in the marketplace, whether you are in the school, in the institution, in the workplace, in your college and so forth. Yeah. God does not leave us alone, but he also instructs us as we go on mission with him. So the wonderful thing is that when God, now he interrupts us in our normal work, you know, to go on mission with him, he doesn't leave us alone. He will instruct us. And you see that in Peter's life, God gave him specific instructions. So far, so good. So far, so good. Yes, right? So the third point, God instructs the committed as they go on mission with him. All right, so this is my third point. Okay, this is just a picture to show you about how the Talmud is like the Jewish Bible now. All right, so they say, woe to him who is a tanner by trade. This is how much they despise, how much the Jews, despise people who are in the leather business. Nowadays, you're in the leather business, you are very rich, in fact. Right? Yes, right. So God instructs the committed as they go on mission with him. So you see, while Peter was trying to figure out the meaning of abandoning his tradition, the Holy Spirit timed his further instruction perfectly. Right? So what happened is, Simon, three men are looking for you, so get up and go downstairs. That is found in verses 19 to 20. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them. So God spoke to Peter and said, hey, someone is looking for you. So what is God doing with this unclean man? Do you know that Peter must have wondered, why God wanted him to go with the servant of Cornelius? So you see here that God was guiding Peter all along. Right? God gave instruction, but he did not leave Peter baffled, but he was guiding him all along. Right? Through prayer, through the living word, and through circumstances. Okay. I have to move on. Wait. Okay, this is just Cornelius, I tell you, he was a God-fearing man. He was, his preparation about him, right? He had a vision. Yes. And this is a story about, you know, Peter, he didn't want to eat the unclean food and so forth because of what Leviticus said. All right, so Peter was a real Jew. He knew what the law said and he didn't want to be unclean. Yes. So God instruct the committed as they go on mission with him. So he led Peter through prayer, through the living word of God, and also through circumstances. Huh? So before the story end, the Spirit led Peter and the church to declare the mystery of God that had been hidden of all ages, that all people are to worship and serve him. So you know the story. Later on, what happened is that Peter went to the household and Cornelius gathered not only his family, but all the servants. And Peter shared the gospel. And later on, we'll find out what happened. God does not show us the whole picture, the future, because I think he knows how we are wired. If we are shown everything, you know, many of us, I think, would have chickened out. Is that a term familiar with the youth? Chicken out? I saw some people nodding. Maybe you're not that young. Now, chicken out basically means what? Is that you do not want to do it. Right? Yeah. Taking the example of Pastor Christina. She mentioned about the blank check. Actually, I also had a blank check. But of course, different timing. I'm so much older than her. So when Christina shared about the blank check, I said, gosh, that was my experience too. But the thing is that I got saved not as a youth. I never went to Sunday school. That time we all play five stone. Didn't go to Sunday school. And I got saved at the age of 28. No? 28 is very old, right? I see some of you. Right, yeah. In other words, I became a born-again Christian at the age of 28. But you know, God had to expedite because I was saved so late, right? And God is thinking, Cynthia, you have to catch up. And you know, at the age of 30, I became a cell leader. Can you believe it? Yeah. 2 years old as a Christian, but it was very grueling because I had to go so many classes in 1 week. Yeah, I had to go so many, 4 or 5 classes. Because in my previous church, Church of Our Savior is my second church. In my previous church, their discipling was very vigorous. To be able to be a cell leader, you start from being an assistant leader, associate leader, then cell leader. You know, go associate now. So assistant leader, just lead worship. Cannot teach. Associate leader can teach. Cell leader do everything like pastor. Right, they do everything. Yes. So I really was like, I went through the crash course, a spiritual crash course. Thank God I made it. And you see me, I'm still alive. Some people go through crash course, they all break down and die, you know. But I didn't. Right, I survived. Yes. So I can't remember. Yeah, I can't remember where I went through the crash course. So some of you actually, you know, like I say, even, you know, God has to expedite you. Yes. So nevertheless, I forgot why I brought that point. Oh, yeah, you're talking about the blank check. Yeah, talking about the blank check. Because if God had told me all these things, I tell you, I would have chickened out. I would have said, I do not want to be a leader at all. Right? Yes. So let us go on. So what I'm saying is that we will be so terrified and maybe not even dare to move in the first place. So faith comes by hearing. Romans 10:17. Hearing by the word of God. So what happened? When God instruct us, He will help us to go step by step. So the process is just as important as the destination. So I really learned about trusting and relying on God completely when I serve in the mission field. So I serve as a missionary, as a church planter in Zambia, in Africa, and also in Uganda for 6 months. I went to Uganda twice for a different period of time. But the longest period is in Zambia where I did church planting. And I think that what happened, God had to take me out of my comfort zone. Because when you are in Singapore, do you know that it's very comfortable? Even you have a problem, for example, a member has some difficulty. So who do they go to? Hopefully they are part of a cell. So they go to the cell leader. The cell leader cannot handle who they go to. The pastor, right? The youth pastor. Right? And the youth pastor, they cannot handle who they go to. The senior pastor, right? And the senior pastor is very smart. Senior pastor will say, don't come to me, go to God. Yeah. No. If I were the senior pastor, I say that. Right? Yes. Now, but it's biblical, you know, right? Because Jeremiah 33:3. I don't know whether I got the verse there. Let me see. How come this is so slow? Okay, let me go on. I don't know whether I put that verse there. And then let me read. Jeremiah 33:3. Jeremiah 33:3 say, call to me and I will answer you. It didn't say call to the pastor, no? Who did he say? Call to who? Me is who? God, yes. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Amen. Yes. So when I was a missionary, first of all, that was 20 years ago. I went in 1995 and 1996. Chances are many of you were not born yet. 20 years ago, right? Because I see many are very young yet. You may not even be in a mother's womb, right? So 20 years ago, we do not have, what do you call it? I don't know whether we had email or not. But anyway, no email, right? And anyway, I did not have a phone in my mission house. Do you know why? Because they charge foreigners, they cheat the foreigners. When you go and pay your telephone bill, they will charge you a few thousand dollars, and then you have to fight with them, saying that you only use so much. So to cut all this hassle, what I did was, I do not have any phone. So literally, me and my team, we were left alone, in Zambia. Alright? So if there's an emergency, I had to travel all the way to a Taiwanese a businessman that stay nearby, and I had to use his phone for emergency cases only, or use his fax. Alright? So when there is an issue, instead of going back to Singapore to go and find help, I say it takes a lot of time. Alright, so what do? I say go to God faster. Amen. Yes, I'm telling you, faster. And let me tell you this story. Alright, all my stories are true, unless I tell them if they are not true. Yes. So we had this story. What happened is, when we went there, we had to pay 6 months rental. They are really cheating the foreigners. In other words, if the house is US 2000, by the way, they want US dollars. They do not want the kwacha. Oh, by the way, kwacha is the Zambian currency. K-W-A-C-H-A. When I heard the name kwacha, it sounds like a Chinese word that means coffin. Is that right? Kwacha, it sounds like coffin, kwacha is the Zambian currency. But they do not want Zambian currency because not much value. So they want US dollars. So I had to pay $12,000. Can you imagine? Not my money, the church money. Right? I don't have $12,000. Right? You have to pay upfront to the landlord. Isn't it ridiculous? But what to do? We had to stay in the house, right? And in the third or the fourth month, what happened is, they say that we have to pay a year's rental. Have you heard or not? Normally in Singapore, we collect only 1 month. Don't even collect 6 months. They say, if you want to stay here, the agent told me, the landlord is demanding 1 year rental. And to me, I was very upset. I said, no way. I did not even check with the Singapore office. Not Singapore office. I did not check with the Singapore church whether I can get the money. Because I think this is ridiculous. They are trying to just cheat us. And I said, I refuse to pay. So the agent came back and said, Pastor Cynthia, since you are not paying, they want you to get out of the house. They only give you 1 month notice. Now, this was really scary because there were 6 of us, not me alone, church planting team, right? So we had 4 Singaporeans, there were 3 women and 1 man. And when I went there, I did not know that I inherited 2 Zambians. They said they had to be part of the team. The Singapore church didn't even tell me. This is what happened in missions. Anything can happen. Right. Anyway, so there were 6 people. 4 Singaporean and 2 Zambian living in a 3-bedroom house. We cannot go anywhere. And after all, we started cell group. Cell group we call life group. We started, I think we had about, in the first 3 months, we are not supposed to start a church. The main emphasis is church planting, is you start cell group. And you know that we had 8 cell groups just within 3 months. That is good, right? Yeah. So what happened is, we cannot move out of that vicinity. If we move out, we will lose all our sheep. That is the dilemma we are in. Right? So what we do is that, I told the team, we have to cry out. We have to call Jeremiah 33:3. Right? So we say, we dial 333. You know the number? Yeah, 333. Instead of 911, we all dial 333. Right? So we call on the Lord. And God was so faithful. Within 2 weeks, we found a house. And the house was in the vicinity of Roma. By the word Roma, it's a Roman Catholic stronghold. In fact, the Catholic bishop, had a big house there. And I remember one time we went to the convent to share the gospel. All the nuns chased us out. Yeah, because we are not supposed to share gospel in a convent. Anyway, so what happened is, we had no choice, so we had to pray. And God was so good because one of our neighbor who was staying there, we did not know she was so rich. Do you know that she had another house? So while talking to her about our dilemma, I said, we have to move and we have to stay here. We can't move. And the lady said, why not you take over my tenant, because my tenant has been defaulting the payment. The tenant did not pay. So my neighbor, she wasn't safe yet. We just got to know her. And the neighbor said, why don't you take over my house? I give you a reasonable rent. So God was so good. Do you know that within 2 weeks, we moved out of the house, and the lady was so gracious, she even sent a lorry. Because by the way, the six of us don't drive, we only have two car. You know, the two car, we don't have one car, no, this car. All of us got this car. We don't have one car, we got two car. Yes. So what happened is, the lady provided a lorry. Right, so she was so kind, and then she didn't charge us, right? So we were able to move from our present house to the house, right? And we were able to continue our church there and just disciple the people, all right? So I'm trying to tell you that God is very gracious, amen. Yeah. So the point is, every time you are in trouble, what number you call? 3. Yes, that is the equivalent of the Singapore 911. Singapore is not 911. Singapore is 999. I think I see too many US movies. They're all 911. Singapore is 999. But Christian, right, we call 333. Amen. Yes. So this is one of my favorite verse. Now, let me quickly go on. Oh, already got the 4 point. Okay, the 4 point is that God intervened to complete his plan as you and his church obey him. Alright, so obedience is very important. When we obey him, like I say, God is an expert in working behind the scene. So he's working all this, is it? Alright, so let's go back to the story of Peter. Alright, Peter may not have been too happy with his assignment at first, but God's heart must have been thrilled to see his kingdom established in the hearts of the Gentiles. So what happened? God intervened Peter's sermon. I told you, right, Peter was preaching about the gospel, and in Acts chapter 10, 44 to 45, right, something miraculous happened. Something miraculous happened. He says here, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came down on those who heard the message. Actually, I kind of clicked wrongly, but never mind. Right, let me go on. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came down on all those who heard the message. He circumcised believers who had come with Peter were so astounded because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentile also. Right? Yeah. So what happened is, the Jews themselves, alright? So Peter did not go alone. I think he brought, if I'm not wrong, the record say he brought six other Jewish believers. And while preaching the gospel, right, the account says the Holy Spirit fell on them, and they begin speak in tongues, praising God. Right? So that's how we conclude that the Gentiles, Cornelius household, they were not only saved, but they received the gift of the Holy Spirit. So Peter responded in Acts chapter 10, verses 34 and 35. I most certainly understand now that God is not one to show partiality, but in every nation, the man who fears him and does what is right is welcome to him. Right, so you see here, Peter's eyes were open. So Peter realized that the next thing that we do is that we need to baptize these people. Who are we to say, the gospel, Jesus only came for the Jews. Right, yeah, so you see here, that it's very important that we need to beware of any prejudice that you or your church may have towards people that may be different from us. That in terms of the race, the color, religion, or culture. Let me stop here. Sometimes you don't have to go abroad to see people that are different from you. Just turn to your neighbor. Yeah, turn to your neighbor. Turn to the person on the right and left. Hey, Peter got no one to turn to. No one there. Right. Now, you see how different they are? Can you see the difference or not? I'm not talking about sexuality only, right? Not talking about male or female, but other differences. So how different we are. But what I'm saying here is that not only in the church we are so different, out there, all right, out there in society, people are so very different. And we have to be very careful of what? Of having what we call lenses. Lenses. All right, the lenses may be there. For example, because of the darker skin. Right, when I remember that, maybe not in your generation, I remember in my generation, like I said, for me, because I come from a Peranakan background, not Peranakan, have you all seen the Little Nonya? You know, right? I'm not a little nonya. You can see I'm quite a big nonya, lah. Right? Yeah, not little. Yeah, right. So I can cook very good Peranakan food, you know, right? Yeah. So anyway, like I said, my grandmother can speak Malay, Hokkien, a bit of English. So for her is that when she go to market, that she make friends with everybody, right? But some Chinese, I'm saying, all right? Okay, I say this in the sensitive way. There are some older Chinese, they are very prejudiced. They say don't mix with the darker color because for some reason they think that they are not up to their standard or what. All right? So all these are prejudices. You know what I mean? But of course, for now the generation is different. But you may have your own prejudices. What I'm trying to say is that as Christians, we cannot afford to be prejudiced. Amen. Yeah, you can't afford, all right? You can't afford. If you are prejudiced, then no way will you go and reach the people. Huh? Yeah, that's my point. God intends to use His church until He's glorified by all people. I think before that, right? Let me see the time. It's 7:30 already. But you want to hear another story? Okay. So I backtrack, I think story more interesting, Let me backtrack. Okay. Now, like I said, point four say, God intervened to complete His plan as you and His church obey Him, right? So in other words, in my life, do you know that God interrupted me also? Right? Right? Like I said, I was a pastor, in my previous church. And what happened? I went to Zambia for 2 years. So I thought my mission kind of like assignment was over lah. So when I come back to Singapore, continue to be a pastor, to be an area pastor and so forth. And what happened in 1999, while I was pastoring in the local church, I felt a strong sense to go to Uganda when the leadership was looking for 2 intercessors to serve in Uganda for a period of 6 months. Right, so there was a call. And they said, they want 2 intercessors, because they say that intercessors cannot go one by one. You know, like Jesus sent 2 by 2, right? Right, so they are going to send 2 to Uganda. And I was sitting there and straight away, God gave me such a burden, for Uganda. Right? I had been to Uganda before. I was teaching in a Bible school. Right? And I knew that, Uganda was a difficult place. When I say difficult place, it means that there are times there's no water, there's blackout, and the place was, very ulu lah. You know ulu? Rural, rural, okay? Rural, right? So that's what I mean. It was a difficult place, right? But the ministry was fantastic because the people were very open. So anyway, you know, and that was the first reason. I was thinking, I had been to Uganda before. I taught there several months. I said, should I go again? But there was a prompting. This time is a different assignment, not to teach in a Bible school, but I was supposed to travel from village to village. And I had to stay in the village for 2 weeks. Stay with the locals, you know. Alright, down there got no hotel also. The hotel also you want to go lah. You better stay in someone's house. Right? Yeah. So I had to stay in 2 weeks and then I had to teach them intercession and then I had to move on. So I was thinking, well, there was such a prompting. And secondly, I did not want to go because I was trying to complete my biblical degree. I was studying for a bachelor in theology, all right? I had to complete. But because of my missionary, stint, the Bible school was very kind. They allowed me to postpone my graduation, all right? It's supposed to be a 4 years full-time Bible course. But of course, we don't have the luxury to study full-time. We study some modules and then we had to work in the local church and serve in the local church. But because if I was away for 2 years, my study was interrupted. And that very year, in 1999, I had 2 more modules. No, and the principal says, Cynthia, if you finish these 2 more modules, our graduation will be end of the year. So I was all prepared to wear the hat. You know the hat? The hat lah, the graduation hat and the gown, you know. Right, so I was waiting. I said, my colleagues all graduated. How about me? You know, I still haven't wear the hat to take photo. Alright? So I was, of course, I didn't want to travel. I didn't want to upset. And you know, that God had to interrupt me. Right, and God say, I'm going to ask you to respond now. So I struggle a lot. And one day, that time I was staying in Yishun. I was staying in block 160, near Peter's house, right? So I was walking now, from Yishun to the bus stop, lah. So while I was walking, suddenly I heard a voice, right? And the voice say, you have an Isaac. It was a very strong voice, you know, right? Then I say, God, I know it's God, lah, okay, because there was no one around, right? So I answered, I say, God, I don't have an Isaac. I don't even have a boyfriend. Yeah. And definitely, the boyfriend is not an Isaac. So how come, you know? Right. Yeah. You know, and the Lord say, you know who is Isaac. You know what's Isaac or not? The Isaac was the theological degree. No, so what is the application? It means something that is good, is of value, can be an Isaac. Because God told me to go, and I give excuses, and I say, I don't want to go because I want to complete my degree. Are you getting me or not? Right. So here I'm trying to tell you that your Isaac can be anyone. Right. Even something that is good. Right. So in my case, it's like, nothing wrong, to complete my degree, Right. Right. But because God told me to go, and I said no. Right. Yeah. So I cried. And I knew I repented. I said, God, I will sacrifice this Isaac to you. All right? So quickly I went to the office to call my pastor above me, the prayer minister. So I called her. I said, the God spoke to me, I have to respond. In fact, I've been struggling for 1 month. I told her. I said, I'm willing to go now. And then she said, Cynthia, you cannot go yet. I said, why? Because I said yes to God, now I want to go, you say cannot. Right. She said, why? Because they had to send two people. And she said, no one responded except you. So I was quite happy . Right, you know why? Yeah. So I told the Lord, I said, God, now not my fault, I'm willing to go, But no one, they said to send two, How, They were silent, But, right, so I waited that I was like, well, not my fault, right? So 1 month later, finally, they managed to persuade another lady. Right, yeah. So that lady had to be persuaded because she has never been to mission before. She has never been to Africa before. Hey, it's quite scary, All right. Now some of us is like, we do mission in Kota Kinabalu, right? No, JB first. After JB, go Kota Kinabalu. After Kota Kinabalu, go to Cambodia. After Cambodia, go to Japan. After Japan, go to Africa. For me, my first mission trip was Zambia for 2 years. Wow, it was tough, I tell you. Right, and then, by the way, that time, we don't have any recce. Because the airfare to Zambia in 20 years ago was $5,000. The church won't pay for you. Obviously, I don't have the money to pay $5,000. Huh? So for me, it's like, just go there, just have to make it lah. You know, right? Yeah. So nowadays, Nowadays, Church of Our Savior should be very thankful. Because one of the requirements by Pastor Vanaja, he says that you have to recce. You should use the word recce. Yeah. You have, no, not recce. You have to visit. You have to visit the place before they accept you. Alright? So in my time, no visit because no one had the money to go lah. Huh? So we just buy one ticket, return like that. Right. Anyway. So what happened is, finally we made it, we went there. Okay, this part. Now, I'm so glad I obeyed God and went. The highlight of my mission, right, my mission I would say, was witnessing Janet Museveni. Janet Museveni is the wife of the Ugandan president. In December 31st, 1999. Right? Are you all born yet? Most of you lah. December 31st, 1999, it was what they call it, the watch night service, and that was to welcome the millennium, is that right? The year 2000, right? So, for myself, I couldn't go to the stadium. So she had a prayer meeting. She was a born again Christian. She had a prayer meeting with thousands of Ugandan Christians. And what happened? They did identificational repentance. Right? What is identification repentance? Basically, she is a woman of authority, being the president's wife. The husband was not saved yet. And Janet Museveni, she asked all the Christians to repent of the spirit of witchcraft. Witchcraft was the main stronghold in Uganda. So after she repented, she said, God, this nation belongs to you. So she broke the kind of like the curse about this spirit of witchcraft. And from then on, we see that revival has been happening in Uganda. And now if you go to Uganda, basically they have many churches. And I would say, not only they have many churches, but the Christians are even being missionary. Alright, so the Ugandan churches are sending the Christians, Ugandan, to different parts of Africa, to Rwanda, to Nigeria, to Ethiopia and all that. Right. And what happened is, 12 years later, that was the year of 2000, right? 12 years later, in 2012, the Ugandan president was born again. And he declared that Uganda is a Christian nation. Right? Yeah. So we saw it in the news, there was an article and so forth. You can go and Google and you can read the whole story there. Right. So for myself, I'm so thankful that in a small little way, I was part of that, so-called part of that revival that happened. Right. It all happened because I managed to say yes to God. I said yes to God. So I feel like I'm a part of what is happening there. Okay, the last point, quickly. It's already 7:35. Yeah, God intends to use the church until he is glorified by all people. Right, so you see here that have you ever done what you believe God told you to do and got into trouble for doing it? All right. So what I'm trying to show you is that when Peter kind of like shared the gospel, you know, and then he told his Jewish believers about what happened to the Gentile, he also received some hostility in that sense. And I will show you the different reaction of the people. All right. So the Jerusalem church, they had to accept that. And you see the different reactions. It was astonishment by the Jewish believers. Of course, Peter accepted it. There was accusation by the pharisaical believers. But thank God, it was approved by the Jerusalem church. So when you want to do God's work, be prepared to have some opposition. This is what I'm trying to tell you. So God has a plan for your life as he did for Peter's life. Peter's kind of obedience is necessary to hear God, to know what he wants, to be available to be used by God to do what he wants to do in your life. Only through God's people will the unreach be rich. Yeah, so God has to use us. And I will conclude, of course, with this very famous person everybody know. I will conclude my message with William Carey and David Livingstone. David Livingstone, all right. So the first one is the inspiring story of William Carey. He was called the father of modern missions. Father of modern missions. And William Carey, he was convicted to be a missionary to India. Right? And what happened is that he received a lot of opposition. And in fact, so-called his superior, this is what the superior said. Can you see? Young men, sit down. When God pleases to convert the heathen, he'll do it without consulting you or me. Right? So during that time, the church was very close. This is many centuries ago, where the church was saying, all right, if God wants to Gentile, talking about the heathen means the Gentile, they do not know God. So the person, the superior was saying that if God wants to save them, he can do it. He doesn't need us. That is wrong, right? Now is different. Now is that we realize that God wants us to be part of this world mission plan. Right, and we thank God that William Carey, he was very persistent, and you know that he was being ostracized and he went through a very hard time. And finally, he managed to go, and he and his Dr. John Thomas, right, they were the first missionary to be sent, and they formed the Missionary Society. And William Carey, he led many Hindus to faith in Jesus Christ, but he waited 7 years for his first convert. Such patience. He waited 7 years for his first convert. And he was such a fantastic scholar. Right? What happened is that he could read the Bible in Latin, Hebrew, Dutch, French, and English. All self-taught. And in fact, he took the Bible and translated it, you know, into many, many Indian dialects. You know, India, they got many, many languages and dialects. So that's what he did. And William Carey had such an impact. And this is what he said. He said before his death. He said, "You have been speaking about William Carey. When I am gone, say nothing about William Carey. Speak only about William Carey's savior." Isn't it a wonderful statement? All right? Yeah. All right. So this is the heart of William Carey. So he wants people to remember not him, but remember his savior. And that's, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ. So Carey's life inspired tens of thousands to give themselves for the spread of the gospel. Indeed, what a suitable name, the father of modern missions. So if you're interested, you can read the biography. Another person that impacted me, this is of course from Africa, was David Livingstone. David Livingstone, right, and in fact, he was a medical doctor, and Livingstone was the second largest town after the capital Lusaka in Zambia. I did not go to Livingstone to be a missionary, but I was sent to Lusaka. Lusaka sounds like Japan, Alright, so Lusaka is in Zambia. It was the capital of Zambia. But I had the opportunity to travel to Livingstone since I was there in 2 years. Opportunity to travel to Livingstone. And of course, I could see the fantastic, gorgeous Victoria Falls. once upon a time known as one of the seven wonders of the world. So David Livingstone was so popular, he was so honored and revered by the Zambians that when he died, his body, his heart was buried in Livingstone, and they named the town Livingstone after him. Such honor that they give to him. So why am I telling you all the story of missionaries? No, to show that you know that they can inspire us. Amen. All right. We never know. One of you can be a David Livingstone. Here. One of you can be a William Carey. I do not know. Even when I'm gone, you know, possible it can happen. So I think reading the biographies, especially about missions, inspire us. So what is our response? What is your partnership in the Great Commission? Of course, besides prayer and finance, you know, right. In other words, we say pray, give, and what's the last one? Go. That one everybody's scared to say, right? Pray, they don't mind. They say, yeah, I pray. I pray every day. Give, I also give. Every week, I also give. But the go part, they say, look at my neighbor. Look on the right, look on the left. So today, I'm addressing that, that we can go also. Now, the good news is that you do not have to go for 1 year. You are very privileged, no? For the adults, last month when I preached at the adult service, how many were there? Because it was a corporate service, so you had no choice, right? You had to hear me, But it was a different message, right? So anyway, last month, the adults had no choice. They had to go minimum 1 year. They can go for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years also can. But minimum 1 year. For today, the youth, you are so privileged. You don't have to go for 1 year. Then you all say, but you still have to go, right? You have to go between 1 to 3 months. Alright? Everybody say 1 month. 1 month is very short, right? Our June holiday will be over, no? Then all of you will be back to school. Yeah, that is how little 1 month is. So let me share with you. Oh, I didn't click what? Oh, they did it. Okay. Okay. All right. So let me introduce to you. I have a privilege to introduce because I think Pastor Banaja has not officially introduced. Or Peter, have you officially introduced? Not yet, Wow, I'm so privileged. I'm the first one. So I better get my facts right. But don't worry. This was vetted by Pastor Banaja. Okay? So it means that information I'm giving you is correct, Up to date is correct. If she add anything, don't blame me. Okay? All right. So you see here, the duration, to stay for a period 1 to 3 months. Oh, I forgot to tell you the location. Where's the location? Again? Not Lusaka, you know. Osaka. Yeah. This one, the airfare you can afford, only $600. Right? So, we are saying that this is only open to the youth. I see some elderly people here. Better don't say elderly. I see more mature people that are here. I'm sorry to say, you will be eligible for the SMS, Short Mission Service, at least 1 year. So, these are for the years of the young ones only. Right? So, the SMS is for the adult. We also want SMS also, by the way. Okay, let's look. Now, what are the opportunities? Alright, so you see here that the duration is 1 to 3 months. Your opportunities for involvement in Osaka, evangelism, Bible study, alright, children's program. And they also need people with, IT expertise, to do the website. Alright, that one you have to ask Pochu, I don't know what website, because I'm not there. Alright, yeah. So assist, of course, the most important thing is the it's a church planting team. Alright, so of course, if they have believers, they have disciples, you might have to teach them Foundation 1. So you all better get prepared to know what is Foundation 1 so you can go there and teach. Of course, opportunity for language learning. You have opportunity to learn Japanese also, their culture and so forth. Alright, so any number of people, it means that one person can respond, but sometimes one person can be very lonely. So at least have two or three or four. But if it's in the group, then probably, we have to have a leader or what, right? But I'm saying that even if one or two, we will accept. So any number will do. So if there are a few youth that are going, the youth ministry may want to assign a leader among the members. Yes. And what is the, you're interested in the course, right? The course is important. So Pastor Banaja broke down everything. So I think it's too complicated. What I did was I took the calculator and I add up. It's about Sing. Is it 1,000? Yeah. Not US dollars, no. Sing dollars. Right? Yeah. So it's about Sing dollars, 1,000 a month. Right? Accommodation, food and expenses. And the airfare is about $600. So this 1,000 is a month, no, it's not for 3 months. Right, so this is something to prepare you, because when we tell you the cost, then you can start saving. All right. So Christmas and Ang Pao, what do? Instead of buying, I don't know what IT gadget you all like young people to buy, right? Every time change handphone, now don't change handphone. Go and put in the piggy bank. Huh? So if you have 1,000, we can send you for 1 month at least. Amen. So are you excited or not? So how many hands are interested? Wow. Wow, thank the Lord, man. People, they are behind, they put up their hands, no? Wow, I saw 5 people, Yeah, don't play, no. People in the behind, they are very committed, you know. Hey, I salute you, man. Yes. Now, what happened to the front? Oh, the front all hiding their face. Yeah. And I pray to the Lord today and say, God, how many people can I challenge? You know, Peter, you know how many number I have? 10 only. Look at the number of people. Here got at least a few hundred, right? Huh? I wish I received 100, but I have to be frank, I have to be honest, right? Because integrity is one of our, guiding principle, right? So I only received 10. I didn't receive 100. If I think 100 also can go. But never mind, right? So at least this year, I believe 10 need to respond. Amen. Yeah, behind got 5 already, right? So in the center part here, 2.5, 2.5, you get 10 already. Yeah. Okay, right, Yeah, so we get 10, Now, then the next one, SMS. Right? Now, the youth, like I said, some of you are saying, what is 1 to 3 months? Come on, man, what is 1 to 3 months? You are saying, you say, I dare to go for 1 year. Remember the blank check? Right? Now you have a blank check, but instead of seeing 1 to 3 months, you saw 1 year. Alright? You did not see 10 years, you see 1 year only. Alright? So I challenge you, 1 year we want to accept you. Of course, this program is quite different. This is a short mission service, we will support you, the church will support you. Alright? Yeah, so there is an allowance, we don't call it a salary. So, like I say, this is the good news for more senior people here. Any age will do. Even if you are 70, but you have to prove to us that you are of good health, you have a clean bill of health, we will send you. Amen. Any age. Even for myself, 60, if I want to go, I can go also. But I must be healthy, Alright? So, another condition is that you need to visit the place at least one time. Now, Osaka, I'm sure, if I ask you, how many have been to Osaka? I'm sure many hands go up. Right? I'm sure at least 20 people here have been. Behind have been already. Right? So if you have visited Osaka before, you don't have to waste money. Go and keep the money. Alright? But if you have not visited, then you need to go there one time before we can accept you in the SMS. Amen. Right? So any questions, I cannot answer now. Because this is not a workshop, but any question you can refer to your pastors, and if they don't have the answer, they will ask Pastor Vanaja. Amen. So are we ready to go? Yes, Okay, can we rise up now? Yeah. Yeah. And we are going to sing, where's the worship team, Yeah. We're going to, because Pastor Peter asked me, Cynthia, what is the song, the closing song, Right now I was thinking, I said, definitely it must be a song about missions, right? Cannot be like, create in me a clean heart, not for today, not appropriate, right? And suddenly this song came, but I realized that I'm not in the adult service now. This is such an oldie. You know oldie? Oldie, old song. So I trust, at least the worship leader know, I know, at least 2 people will be singing, right? So it'll be what? Reign King Jesus reign. Everybody say, Reign King Jesus reign. Yeah, over all the nations of the earth. Over all nations of the earth. Yeah, so while you sing this song, you cannot be singing, no? Reign King Jesus. Oh, yo. Like that, I tell you. No, you have to what? Proclaim, proclaim. Right, yeah, you have to sing loud. Reign King Jesus, reign like that. Alright, when you sing that song, every demon, like I tell you, will all disappear. Right, so I want you to proclaim it. And I want to give, like I say, an altar call. Alright, altar call for those people who say, I'm not saying that now, you respond tomorrow, we send you. By the way, we are not ready also, Right, we are not ready. But you are saying that after hearing this message about the Mission Explorer, you say something in your heart, you say, 1 to 3 months is possible. I can do it in my break, right? You all university got 3 months break, right? Before you go to army, before you start your career. The 3 months, I tell you, what is 3 months? Right, nothing. Right, yeah, and you are saying that I make myself available. Alright, the finance part that you don't worry, God will always provide. What He wants you to do is to say, yes, Lord. Alright, so if you are saying, yes, I respond, alright, I may need some guidance, but I'm willing to. I'm asking for willingness. Right, you can come up here. Right? Then I will pass, pass the session to Pastor Peter for to close. Okay, so let's sing the song. Let's proclaim the song. Reign King Jesus, reign.
Jesus reign over all the nations of the earth. Reign, King Jesus, reign over all the nations of the earth. Reign, King Jesus, reign. Sing that again. Reign, King Jesus, reign over all the nations of the earth. Reign, King Jesus, reign over all the nations of the earth. Let the whole earth be filled with the glory of the Lord. Let the peoples come, let them bow before thee. For thou alone art worthy to reign. Reign, reign, let the whole earth, let the whole earth be filled with the glory of the Lord. Let the peoples come, let them bow before thee. For thou alone art worthy to reign. Reign, reign.
All right, yes, I'll pass the time to Peter. Then how many of you say yes? All right, yeah, I want you to come out. Come out, let's just pray for you. Alright? Yeah. Now to serve in mission, I think it's a great honor. Right. I became a missionary at the age of 40. You don't have to wait until 40, yeah? Please, huh? Yeah, right. Because I was saved at a very late stage. Do not be fearful, just come. I think it's a great privilege. It's a great privilege.
Jesus.
Wonderful, come.
Over all the nations of the earth. Jesus reign over all the nations of the earth.
Now, I'm looking for the brothers. Now, there are 5 female here. Okay, 1 brother here. Thank you. Wow, the Lord heard me, man. Now, 1 is not enough. Do you know the Osaka team is made up of 2 ladies? There were 3 ladies. 1 of them just came back. They are left with 2 ladies now. How in the world are we going to reach the Japanese man? I ask you. Now, who's the one that laughs? You have to come up. Right or not? So I'm challenging you. Yes, come up. The men, I need the men. I'm very serious. Yeah, at whatever age you are in. Yes, the workforce, the harvesters need to be male and female. Surely there are more men than just these 2 brothers. Alright, so please come up. We are going to pray for you. Like I said, we are not sending you tomorrow or even next month. Do not worry. Yes. Yeah, Peter, I want you to challenge them. You know your people. Yes, that's right. Yes. Yeah, let's just appreciate them. We are making a step of faith. Alright? Yeah, pass the time to you.
Okay, well, I'm still talking. Y'all can still come up, right? If you want to. But can I also invite Wes? Is Jamie in around? Can I invite Jamin if you are... Is Jamin here? Okay, can I invite you to come? Yeah, because actually, 3 days later, Jamin will be going to Taiwan for 3 months, right, with OM. Okay, so she already heard the message and is responding already. So can we just encourage her, right, as we pray for the rest, we are going to pray for Jamin as well. Okay, and before we pray for those who are in front, and actually really got more, y'all can just feel free to come forward as I'm talking. Yeah, you know, this thing about the coins, right? We talk about the coins in front of us. Really, I just want to testify that God is good. You know that last week we have Alan come to speak, and then he asked for a collection. We didn't preempt anyone beforehand that we're going to do a collection. but I think out of a church of about 2,000 plus coming right regularly for services, just last weekend alone, we collected about 170,000 plus. Yeah, that's an average of about $700 per person, you know. Right, and for me, my our mission team, right, I'm going with a team of people, right, five of us are going to where we're going, China, alright, yeah, 2 weeks later, and we really want to testify because one of our teammates is quite short of funds, but the thing was that when we asked, right, I actually wanted to ask some of the parents to help us. Sometimes when we ask the parents, they're really very generous. You can just give one parent gift and can cover the whole trip really. But this time I felt a prompting not to ask the parents. So in the end, I just asked youth leaders. And guess what? Right, just within two to three days, the whole trip was covered. Right, so you might think that you don't have money. You might think that, you know, the coins are too many things. But don't think about these things. So I suggest to all of you, alright, that if you... Eh, where's my paper? Who took my paper? Okay, anyway, when you came into the church, you would have received a piece of paper. Right, if you don't have, right, after this, you can still go to the ushers. And on it, we have many, many different mission teams for you. So if you can go for 1 year, by all means go. If you can go for 3 months, by all means go. But if not, at least go for it, right, for the short-term trip. Really short one, which is about 1 to 2 weeks. Right, and I know that many of us, we like to look at this and we pray and ask God, God, should I go? Okay, can I just ask you, don't pray that lah. Right, but instead you know that there are some challenges. Many of you, you think about your schedule, you have no time and all that. So can I ask, instead of praying, looking at this and ask God, must I go or not? Ask God, okay, God, can you remove all the obstacles so that I can go? Is that okay? Right, for all of us, this one, right, this piece of paper is for all of us, one, even including those who are sitting down. Okay? So as you go up, make sure you get this piece of paper and ask the Lord, right, to help you overcome all the challenges you have to be able to go. Okay? So wherever you are, can we just right now stretch our hands towards Jamin and as well as the people who are standing up front. And if you wanted to respond but you are somehow didn't have the courage to come forward, you can also ask God to just give you courage and just give you the clarity, alright, of how to fulfill that calling. So Father, we just want to thank you for tonight. The message is really about all of us being the church to the unchurched of God. And so we thank you, Lord, for us that no matter how young or old we are, every one of us have already received the command to go. Lord, it's just a matter of how you want us to go and where you want us to go, God. So we just want to commit ourselves before you. Once again, we just ask that you remove the coins, the issues that are big before us. Right? Remove them, Lord Jesus, so that we can see clearly the path to take to be able to serve you both in Singapore and in nations, God. Father, we want to especially commit to you the young people who are standing up front. Some of them are just so young, but we believe that nothing can prevent them fulfilling your call over their lives. So we just commit them to your hands, particularly for Jamin, who's already going to go forth in 3 days' time. Lord, for all these young people, we know that the challenges in front of them are very big. But we thank you that God, we have an even bigger God who's able to help them to be overcomers, Lord. So we just bless them in the days to come, which you just allow your Holy Spirit to show them how to be overcomers in the specific situations that they are facing, oh God. So we thank you. And all God's people say, amen, amen. You know, so just want to ask, all right, specifically if you do not have your brochure, right, make sure as you go out, right, get it and start to pray, okay? God bless you and we'll see you next week.